Thousands of documents about the Susitna Dam are available for public viewing now, stacked up during the 1970s and 80s. The paperwork studied the feasibility of building a dam on the Susitna River. They have now been cataloged and are available to the public at the Alaska Resources Library and Information Services in Anchorage, or throughout the state through the interlibrary loan. Librarian Kathy Vitale says it took six people over a month to catalog the 3,000 documents. She says the material takes up an impressive amount of space on sections of shelving that are 7 feet high with 3-foot shelves.
So you'd get 21 on one range. Two ranges, you'd have 42. And, you know, I'm trying to visualize back there to see just how many ranges I have. I might have like 84 feet of these documents. I'd have to count.
The studies cost the state $130 million to compile more than 20 years ago, and the $5 billion estimated price tag for the two-dam hydropower and recreation project eventually killed it. Vitale says the information in the studies contains comprehensive environmental assessments and lots of information about the upper Susitna Valley.
It's very valuable information whether you're interested in the dam or you're just interested in the area. There's a lot of information about fish and wildlife in the area of the Susitna Dam that anyone with these interests would find useful and valuable. And it was often the first time anyone had completely studied the fish and wildlife in this area. So there's a lot of depth in that area.
Vitale says there has been an increase in public interest in the Susitna Dam saga since Congressman Don Young proposed reviving the plan. Young added language earlier this year to the Water Resources Development Act, directing the Army Corps of Engineers to study the feasibility of carrying out a project for hydropower, recreation, and related purposes on the Susitna River.